Oh my god. Oh man, you scared me. I thought you were the cops.
You holding?
Yeah, man. I just did some. It's pretty good. You want some? I'll hook you up. Got a needle?
I don't need a needle.
What the hell are you? What are you doing? Get off me! Hey, you're biting me.
Oh, right there. Oh, that's the feeling right there. Oh, man, that's good. That's some of the best stuff I've had in a while. You got any more there, buddy? Hey. Hey, man, get up, damn it. Not again. I gotta get home. Oh, I need help.
We call them monsters. Judge for yourself. Four troubled individuals seeking to overcome their inner demons. Episode 5, Off the Coffin.
All right, let's get today's meeting underway. Is everyone here?
No, Sean isn't here yet.
Has anyone talked to him recently?
We were hanging out last night. I think he just went home.
Well, hopefully he'll be here. Would anyone like to start?
I think I should get what I deserve. That damn museum has all of my belongings and they won't even let me touch it.
Sorry.
Sean, please take a seat. Is there anything you want to share with us?
I believe I was speaking.
Sorry, Aziza. We'll get back to you.
Sorry I'm late. I just needed to clear my head and, I needed to, tell you guys something.
Go ahead. The floor is all yours.
Last night, Penny and I went out for a little bit. But then we went our separate ways. I was walking past an alley and there was this guy. I could sense that something was going on with him. And I got a little closer and I could smell it. I could smell it in his blood. He was high and believe me, he had some good stuff on him. I got a little bit closer and I couldn't control myself. His heart was racing and old habits are hard to kill. I just wanted a little. I didn't want to hurt him, but I was just so good. I couldn't stop myself and—
Sean, just take a breath and relax for a minute. We are here. Just collect your thoughts for a moment, and we'll get started again in a little while.
Oh my god, I can't believe he did it. I thought we were all doing so well.
I don't know what to say. Should I see if he's all right?
I think he would like that. Go and check on him.
Hey, Sean. Sorry that you,
Relapsed. Just say it. I know I messed up.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I just wanted to check on you.
I'm just a little edgy right now.
Okay, I'll be over here if you need me.
Is the druggie done yet? I refuse to be ignored in favor of this common peasant. I'm leaving.
Aziza, you are free to leave whenever you want. I think Sean needs a little more—
You give me permission to leave? I don't need your permission.
I think we'll end today's session early. But if you would like to stay, you may. If you're leaving and looking for something to do, there's a Halloween carnival going on. I'm going to stay here with Sean and have more of a one-on-one session. See you next week and have a happy Halloween.
I can't believe those fools. Oh, I have a drug problem. I'm a whore. I'm a dog. Blah, blah, blah. What about me? I wish I was back in Egypt. They would respect their queen. I know. I'll go visit that idiotic little doctor at the museum and see if I can look at my possessions.
Linda, we're closed.
Where is Little? I demand to see her at once.
Oh, Aziza. I'm glad that you came back. It's okay, you can let her in.
I was on my way out, but I wanted to talk to you.
We just got a new shipment in from a tomb that was discovered from the area where we discovered you.
What did you find?
Some nice artifacts. We also found some items that I hope you can confirm what they were used for. I'll let you come to the museum anytime you want and enjoy your possessions, but you can't take anything. It is my hope that you can help us with the Ancient Egypt exhibit.
I can come and visit my possessions? That's it? They are mine and I demand you give them to me.
Please, Aziza, think about this. People from all around would come to see, they would come and worship you as it used to be.
All right, Little. I'll do it. But I demand to see my possessions at once.
It's Lito. I'm very pleased that you're willing to do this. Aziza, here are the items that I want you to look at. Are you familiar with any of these items?
Yes, they are just some basic items that are buried with priests to help guide them to the afterlife.
Excellent. Thank you, Aziza. I'll be back. Take your time and enjoy.
Okay, I will. Finally! I thought she would never leave. Look at this junk. She actually thinks these are mystical items. Now look what that peasant made me do. I just want my things. This is a complete waste of my time. I know. My heart has to be with my husband's exhibit. These exhibits are atrocious. Khufu constructed the Great Pyramids and he's rotting away in storage. And look at my poor husband. They can't even spell his name right. Maybe I should... My heart. This is what can rejuvenate my beauty and give me the power to rule over these peasants.
It seems like you've made quite a mess of things. And what is that under your coat?
Unhand my heart, you peasant! That is rightfully mine, and I refuse to be denied my afterlife!
You destroyed one of the new exhibits, tried to steal museum property, and furthermore, you-
I was doing you a favor! Your new exhibits are inaccurate and a disgrace! I will not stand for this! I demand to have what is mine!
Then I think you should seriously consider my offer. Until then, it's time for you to leave.
All right, Sean. You've been making some progress in the group, and it's unfortunate that you relapsed. It's going to take a lot of hard work to stay sober, but I have faith in you.
I mean, I didn't mean to hurt the guy. Something just came over me, and I wanted a taste
It was your addiction that made you do this. I could teach you some steps to take the next time you have the urge to use.
I don't think it's that easy. I'm a vampire, for crying out loud. I could smell it in their blood.
All I'm trying to do is help you, Sean. Give me a call the next time you have the urge to use.
I appreciate your help, but I don't think you know what it's like to be a junkie, because that's all I am.
Everyone in the group likes you. Warren looks to you for help, and Penny confides in you. You can't expect a full recovery overnight.
You're right. I need to suck it up. Not literally, but you know what I mean. I should just go home and get some sleep. Thanks, Robert.
It's my job to help you guys out. Come on, I'll give you a ride home.
Aziza broke some rules, the junkie is dead, Sean found inner peace. That Halloween carnival sounds rather intriguing. This episode of Inner Demons was written by Alex Rombos. Our cast featured Evan Wafsoniker as Robert, Steve Allman as Sean, Larissa Perrin as Penny, George Burnett as Warren, Tara Keneally as Aziza, plus the talents of Becca Wallace, Edward Bosco, Ella Rakowski, Robert McCarthy, Eric Pabramski, Tony Malishak, David Sparacio, Andrea Quintana, John Pagano, and Gregory Krajewski. Inner Demons was directed by Gregory Krajewski, assistant director David Sparacio.
Music composed by Hannah Liberty.
Technical director Eric Pabramski. Post-production by Kaylee Lyons. Next time, Inner Demons Episode 6, Night at the Carnival.
This program was produced for Columbia College Chicago School of Media Arts, Radio Department, Barbara Calabrese Chair, and WCRX-FM. The student-run radio station of Columbia College, Chicago.